The girls have run ahead. I can't quite keep up. I have to stop to catch my breath. I was allowed to bring them out. Allowed. Once a week, under the cover of darkness, we were allowed to roam the grounds. Rot to that, I finally said. For centuries, we've heard women walking above us, talking of independence and getting away from it all. And at last, their courage has seeped below ground, given us purpose. For years, we've wondered about life beyond the railings, yearned to see daylight once more. Of course, we have stolen a look now and again, and that did seem to satisfy our curiosity, fueled our conversation. But my husband is out most nights, attending important meetings about what he never seems able to say other than it is of matters of no concern to me. He does as he pleases, goes out day or night. When I addressed him, seeking permission to spend a day above ground, he merely waved his hand as if his voice too grand. This impropriety thereof rose within me like a roar, and quite quietly, I led the girls away, beyond the railings, beyond God's acre, and onto the streets of the modern world. I have been charged with rebellion. Of course, Lady de Lacy almost had a seizure when she saw young Mary walk out, proud as you like, head held high with her hair scrunched on top of her head and her long dress cut above the knee. You come back here, young lady! But not wanting to break the daylight rule, her protestations were soon swallowed up by the darkness. I have never seen Mary look so alive. She has met with a young man, like us, but modern, from a different part of the town, which is still recognisable in some way from our time, but unlike, at the same time, as if different plants have been sown on some familiar ground. He is a good boy, and the mother is a warm-hearted woman, tasted freedom for longer than I. I shall see her again, and we will become friends, I think. Within the bounds of the railings, we are no longer considered sacred and demure or biddable. No, I am blamed as the cause. My husband says I have brought shame upon us, upon him. I have, I tell him, unbound myself from centuries of imposed darkness, unharnessed myself from archaic and rigid rule that has no place in this modern world. But he does not hear my words. He and the abbot threaten to put us under lock and key, but we know the only chains we put ourselves in are of our own making. Our days spent in long hour of obeyance and dutifully tending our husband's needs have gone, I said. Of course, their sanctions do nothing for them. They only enhance our deserved freedoms and our intent to, quite simply, rebel. Who'd have thought the demure lady of such resplendent needlework and hostess of such divine afternoon teas would be, could be, so daring and defiant? I am uncorseted, unleashed to the world. There are too many shaking their heads in the long night hours, having their meetings about how to curtail us, how to salvage their reputations. But as I told them, this world is mine to walk as I please, and whomsoever can join me. And a few more of them did, much to the consternation of the abbot and my now estranged husband. Even Lady de Lacy has poked her toe across the railings and onto modern pavements. Now that I've caught my breath, I must catch up with the girls. They can be quite meddlesome if left to their own devices. But it gives me such pleasure to see them laugh so. Even when it's a dull day, I feel like the sun is shining.